Well, I'm here with, well, the cycling legend that is Chris Boardman. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Always the best side of the fence to be standing when you're looking at a stage like this. It certainly makes me very, very glad I've retired even this many years later.
Yeah, this one's called the Yorkshire Terrier. Well, the Yorkshire Terriers are really cute and sweet, but yeah. this stage is not.
This is like the nasty one that bites you, isn't it? It's that one. It's quite incredible. I mean, in old money, there's more than 10,000 feet of climbing today. And I stopped, although they've only categorised 8 climbs, I stopped counting at 20. So, you know, there is no flat. 5 hours of bike riding, no flat. It's going to be a very attritional day. I think you'll only see about 50 or 60 finishers, to be honest. And I think you'll see very small groups coming in here. And it's very hard to say who's going to win, because there's a lot of decent climbers, no standouts, and I think it's pretty wide open.
There's been some good Yorkshire riders over the last couple of days. Harry Tamfield was quite impressive yesterday, and there was a point yesterday that Yorkshire were getting very excited. We had three in the head of the pack. We all got a bit, well, I think we got overexcited maybe.
Well, I'm not sure that local knowledge is a benefit here, because you know what's coming, you're suffering, and you know it's only going to get worse, so I'm not sure it's actually going to be helpful. Ignorance can be a marvellous thing sometimes, particularly in horrible bike races.
Tour de Yorkshire, the crowds are coming out again, the third year for this Tour de Yorkshire. This is becoming a bit of a staple of the cycling calendar now.
To be honest, it's an event that it's as big as a national tour, and it shouldn't be as successful as it is, but it's been adopted. And post Tour de France, they just, oh, this was fantastic, we want to keep it going. And there was some trepidation, we thought, oh, it's, I hope it doesn't flop. And it hasn't. That confidence to organise the event has been rewarded with fantastic crowds that we can hear now, and some brilliant racing. The tour organisation themselves absolutely love it and enjoy coming over here. And luckily this year we've got dry weather as well, so it's great for the spectators.
Yeah, lots of spectators out, lots of amateurs at the moment on the sportive ride. My wife's one of them. And when you see these riders come from, so many of them are riding Boardman bikes, that must just make you feel rather happy.
Oh, certainly does, yeah. Pays for breakfast, that does. Yeah, I mean, it's lovely to be able to invest in a sport that you believe in, you know, both as an activity for leisure and just as a great form of transport, which is something I'm passionate to see more of in this country.
Chris, thanks for your time.
Thank you.